Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
74849.
All right, thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Pamela Kirkwood.
All right, thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
13919 North South, 3520 Carnival, Oklahoma, 74849.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am, I've located this account for the meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. So how may I help you with this today?
Well, I sent an email canceling this just as soon as I found out. See, what the deal was, it said VitaSat is my provider for my internet. So I thought it was legit. And then they said in order to, you know, maybe receive the iPad Pro to send a dollar. Well, when I sent a dollar, that subscribed me. And today they took took $49.85 out of my checking account. And I need to get things cleared up. I don't want the subscription.
Okay, so let's take a look here. Yeah, it looks like it was in participation with a contest or a sweepstakes winning for an iPad. All right, well, I would like to offer you this at a discounted rate of $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No, hon.
Okay, we'll go ahead and have the, well, it looks like the, all right, we'll cancel the account. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, just a minute. Let me get a pen.
Right.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, the cancellation number is C, as in cancel, 920-431-438. All right, so that cancels the account to prevent any future charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, is this the company that took out my $49.85?
Yes, that's the charge that I see here, $49.89. That's for the meal planning app.
Well, will they refund it?
Let me check something real fast.
Because I canceled it after I sent an email, and they verified it was canceled right after I did it when I found out it was a subscription.
Okay, hang on one second. I'm going to place you on hold for just a second. Let me see how I'm able to help you here, okay?
Okay, hon. Thank you.
All right, so hang in there. I'm checking something. I'm waiting on someone to take a look at the account to see if I'm able to refund.
Okay. Well, see, it was under false pretense, really, because I actually thought when they said send a dollar, and I gave them my, I was leery, but I thought, well, VitaSat is my provider, and I thought everything was on the up and up. And when they said send a dollar, I didn't know I was subscribing to a subscription.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. In those terms and conditions, it does explain that when participating in those sweepstakes offering, you're also agreeing to this meal planning app. Now, I don't provide services for the various prizes that are offered or won, but I have you cancel from any further charges as far as the meal planning app.
Okay.
All right. And all right, so it went through a verification process, ensuring that there was no fraud detected on the line. It doesn't look like I'm able to issue a refund for that $49.89. So just hang in there with me. I'm trying to figure out a way. If there's a way for me to help you, I definitely will.
Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So unfortunately, this is not a same day transaction, and that's what makes it more difficult. So you may need to call your bank possibly, but I'm not able to issue a refund for this account.
Oh, I done called the bank, but now there won't be any more $49 taken out of my account.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And I put a number into this company, this Steward Health Choice, and they didn't answer the phone. They left a voicemail and said that for some reason they're not in office today. And so they're supposed to get back with me, so I'll try to handle it from that end then.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.